On the Shores of Darkness, There is Light, a novel by Cordelia Straube. For Carson. To Homer by John Keats. Standing aloof in giant ignorance, of thee I hear and of the Cyclades, as one who sits ashore and longs, perchance, to visit dolphin coral in deep seas. So thou wast blind, but then the veil was rent, for Jove uncurtained heaven to let thee live, and Neptune made for thee a spumy tent, and Pan made sing for thee his forest hive. Aye, on the shores of darkness there is light, and precipices show untrodden green. There is a budding morrow in midnight. There is a triple sight in blindness keen. Such seeing hadst thou, as it once befell, to Diane, queen of earth and heaven and hell. Before. Chapter 1. There's a baby stuck in a car. Harriet waves anxiously at the crowd of parents watching T-ball. They don't notice. She runs back to the SUV across grass turned to straw. It hasn't rained in 6 weeks. Smog chokes the city. The baby, mottled pink, purplish around the eyes and mouth, is strapped to the car seat. Wailing, she jerks her chubby arms and legs, her cries muted by the latest technology in road noise reduction. She looks like the baby Harriet pictured when her mother told her she was pregnant. A cute baby with a normal head and curly blonde locks. Harriet presses her nose against the window, causing the cute baby to stare at her as though she's the one who trapped her. "Don't blame me," Harriet says. Just this morning, her mother blamed her for losing the plastic pitcher for bagged milk.